This is an executive summary of From DST to Right, How a 721 Rollup Actually Works, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A lot of DSTs are not built to be held forever. They are built to end inside a real estate investment trust. The sponsor packages a property as a Delaware statutory trust, sells beneficial interests to 1031 investors, holds for a few years, and then at full cycle the sponsor's affiliated right acquires the property. Instead of cashing out and triggering tax, DST investors contribute their interests to the rights operating partnership and receive operating partnership units. That contribution is what the industry calls a 721 roll-up or an UPREIT transaction, and it changes the math on which DST you should buy in the first place. Start with the structure. A Delaware statutory trust holds a property, or a small pool of properties, and sells fractional beneficial interests to investors completing a 1031 exchange. Those investors get passive ownership, the sponsor handles management, and the position is treated as like-kind real estate for 1031 purposes. That is the front end, and it is covered in our DST guide. The 721 roll-up is the back end. When a DST is structured with a 721 exit in mind, the sponsor also operates a right, usually an untraded right, that sits above a string of these trusts. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.